I'm Thembi Sadel, and I create kind of electroacoustic music that's very much in the realm of music concrète and acousmatic sound. Often quite like dynamic, so lots of quiets and loud sort of intense moments that are quite visceral. I am from Australia. I live in a small town called Clunes, which is a population of about 1,600, but it's 2 hours from Melbourne. So I study in Melbourne, spend a lot of time there as well. One that I've been working on as part of my PhD research. So I'm doing a practice-based PhD at the moment at RMIT University and getting towards the end of it. And it's been about looking into first-person madness narratives, which are sort of texts that are written by people who've had experience with depression, anxiety, trauma, or any kind of what might be called mental illness, but I don't really like the sort of medicalization of distress. And the music that I've been making is sort of using this really abstract sound to sort of meditate on ideas related to trauma, depression, emotional abuse, the impact of that, those kind of things. But whereas a lot of the reading I was doing for the PhD were these really literal kind of things because, you know, they're using words, I just went in this really abstract direction and using sounds that kind of... you know, they're pretty textural and you tend to feel them in your body and have a lot of intensity. And the sounds are usually created, so I work with a sampler, that's my main instrument. And, well, a lot of the samples I've used for this album are actually from other Australian artists that I know. So there's Alice Sheng Chang, who does extended vocals, Jim Denley, who does, you know, improvised flute on this in particular, Cat Hope doing electric bass, Martin Kay, who does field recordings, and Emma Fox doing voice as well. And so I've sampled like lots of little bits of that and like really transformed them. It's not like you can kind of identify the sounds, but yeah, so it's all really kind of quite textural. I started the PhD back in 2010, and it was sort of part of what I wanted to do was think about the work that I'd already been making, which is, you know, really dynamic, tends to have this quite emotional edge to it. And I wanted to start unpacking it and understanding it on some kind of deeper level, like why was I making these choices? Why was I doing a lot of stuff with perceptual thresholds? And well, I was just really quite interested in the idea of because you know, in the world of music concrète, a lot of people talk about reduced listening or like this, you know, sound doesn't really have a meaning and it's just kind of music in itself. But that's not necessarily how I experienced that kind of sound or how I worked with it as a composer or how I experienced other people's gigs of that. So I wanted to think about, can this type of sound be used to sort of explore topics outside of that? And I was particularly interested in this idea of first-person madness narratives because I have had a lot of issues with depression, anxiety, and using the sound to sort of think through some of those experiences and understand them better was both interesting to me personally and as a artistic kind of exploration as well.